The Food and Drug Administration is trying to harness the data in electronic health records to help develop better medicine. In a pilot program, it regularly surveys 18 large healthcare organizations. Right now, it's mining records and claims data from more than 150 million patients nationwide. Janet Woodcock is director of the FDA Center for Drug Evaluations and Research. She explains how the pilot, known as Mini Sentinel, works.
FDA set up a system whereby we work with partners on the outside, people who operate healthcare systems or have that electronic healthcare data, and we work with them to standardize the analyses so that we can ask them questions, and then they can send us the results. So we don't have to get patient information, but we can have them on behalf of us search their records and find out answers to questions. And what we're interested in is questions about pharmaceuticals, about drug safety.
The records are out there. What are the types of questions? What type of information you're trying to get at with this program?
For example, we've asked questions about does a newly approved blood thinner lead to more bleeding problems than the current blood thinner that many people use, warfarin?
Well, there's probably a million questions that you could ask about almost every drug, right?
That's right. So this system has great promise for helping us learn much more about drugs once they're released out on the market, or if new safety questions arise for drugs that are commonly used. But for each time, we have to have standardized information that we query, because we're not going to go and look at each person's record.
Yeah, this is done in an electronic environment, in other words.
That's right.
Before we get to that, though, I just wanted to ask, why start with blood thinners in particular? What was the reasoning there?
There were trials of blood thinners, and then they were approved by the FDA. And these blood thinners are more convenient for patients than the current one, where you have to have your blood tested at intervals to remain safe, have a safe level. And yet, although the clinical trial showed that there was less bleeding, we got a lot of reports of bleeding once they were out on the market, and serious bleeding. And so it could be, of course, we thought probably that doctors were more likely to report bleeding with a new agent than something's been around for 50 years, right? But we couldn't be sure. So we were able to do this comparison in the Mini Sentinel system, and that showed, that more or less confirmed what we had seen in the clinical trial.
So this existence of electronic health records, as it becomes larger and larger, then becomes a way to maybe test old assumptions or even go back and test what was done originally in clinical research.
Yes. Now, I have to emphasize, because these aren't randomized studies like we do when we do clinical research before drugs on the market, they're subject to, you know, a lot of interpretation. They aren't as exact as clinical trials might be, but they can give us a great deal of information about the real world use of these drugs once they're approved, or about new questions that arise about drugs that have been on the market.
So tell us about the network. How does it work? How do you get access to banks of records that are not really part of the FDA?
What FDA did is we put out 5 years ago a request for proposals for a contract that we would do, and that we asked people to assemble as many partners as they could, right, and that would have data. And so the Harvard Pilgrim won that contract, but they came in with multiple partners, different healthcare systems, different companies that have this electronic healthcare data already. And they all partnered together and developed something called a common data model. And that means they turn the people's records, some of the data points, into standardized data points. And then when we ask a question, like did people have a heart attack, then the definition of heart attack is the same throughout all these records. And we can do it very fast and electronically. And it also can be anonymous, so we don't have to have patient private information going over the wires.
We're speaking with Janet Woodcock. She's director of FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. So do you run the query against this information, or does someone run it on your behalf and just send you back the results?
The Harvard Pilgrim group right now is the coordinating center, and so they have, you know, banks of computers and people who are very talented at this. And then they do the queries and assemble the information. But then they work with the FDA scientists as we interpret the results, because we may do one query, and then that may make us want to do additional queries. We have additional questions. We may want to open a broader kind of study in the Sentinel system about the issue. So there's a lot of back and forth between our safety scientists and the people in the coordinating center. And in fact, all the people around the country are working on this network.
Well, given the fact that there are so many purveyors of electronic health records in so many systems, I think it sounds like the difficulty might be asking more than one organization. That is to say, trying to run a query across two or more different EHRs might not work out very well.
Well, that's why we have the common data model. You're absolutely right. If you just tried to run the query about a heart attack, say, and you didn't have the right same definition of heart attack in all these different systems and EHR records and so forth, then you could get the wrong answer. So these folks do a lot of work to standardize all this and make sure that definition is right and standard across all the different partners. So say if you were a new partner you wanted to join, then you'd have to take some parts of your data and have a separate sort of database where you've transformed that into the common data model.
So you can't buy an EHR, say, and make it match what it is that another EHR might have for data definitions. This is something that's done by hand for each system?
It is done by hand initially, but then once we have that in place, then we, particularly for drug safety, it might be heart attack, it might be stroke, it might be this or that or the other thing, and we can use that again and again once it's standardized. So incrementally, we're moving toward a common term.
And what do you get back? I mean, what is returned to the agency? Is it a disk? Is it a big printout? I mean, what does it look like?
Well, it's we get summary data, so that would be tables and so forth that sum up what each group finds, whatever they find in their system, and then that's all combined into a summary finding. And we get that.
And so once you are satisfied that it works with this blood thinning drug, what are you hoping to do for the second and third times around?
Well, that was an analysis. That was an example I gave you of an analysis. We actually have run many, many queries on many Sentinel. We can run them every day now on things that we have set up. And what we're starting to do, which is very exciting, is we can set up sort of watching, okay? And so when we approve a drug and we're worried about a particular question, we can watch on the system and have that. So as people start to prescribe it and it's begin to use in the population, then we can see what happens very quickly. And that's some capacity we have not had before.
And so far, have you found anything that was something you didn't expect that seemed like that's not at all what that drug's supposed to do?
Well, you know, there were some signals that arose for marketed drugs. For example, we had one drug that people thought, well, maybe based on experience in the clinic, they thought it caused a celiac disease. And that seemed very unusual because the other drugs, there were a whole lot of drugs in the class, and the drugs have been used a long time. And we looked in Mini Sentinel, and we found that, yeah, there was an association. And, of course, we put out announcements on that and so forth. So we can learn things even for drugs that have been marketed a long time. We're able to go out and further study quickly reports in the literature about the drug may cause some rare problem.
All right. So what's ahead for the Minitel?
What we're doing now is we're putting out a new request for proposals. In other words, we're asking for bids. We're going to do the Sentinel system, so it won't be many anymore. Right now it has more than 125 million lives that are covered, but we are hoping to get much more. And, of course, as you said, as the electronic health records and electronic health data become more and more available, that's going to be possible. So we are competing the contract again. We're planning to stand up the Sentinel system, and that will be something that we hope to build over the next several years into a really robust system that not only can investigate these signals, but we can do this active surveillance. In other words, we can watch drugs after they're approved, right after they're approved, and hopefully learn quickly if they're causing unanticipated problems.